This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Your people sometimes don't stay your people because they were your people when you were that version of you.
Welcome to Shift Talking, a podcast where we explore the art and science of behavior change. I'm your host, Davina Hain, a mental health coach and founder of A Steady Space. Join me as we discuss actionable tips, inspiring stories, and expert insights to help you create lasting change once and for all. Now, let's get to the Shift Talking. Hi, 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 and welcome back to Shift Talking. We are continuing this series of answering common questions and the questions that I get most often in 5 to 10 minutes that allow for you to get the answers that you're looking for without having to do a deep dive into a whole podcast episode, and many of them are just way too fucking long these days. So today's topic is the fact that your friends and family are going to hate your growth. And the question is, why? Right? Like, that's the question I get most often. And it's actually, it doesn't really tend to be verbalized in that way. It's more so a warning and a disclaimer that I give to people who do this work. And also, it comes in the form of, this person is shitting on me. They are telling me that I think I'm better than them now. They are telling me that I am just paying you to agree with me and that you only get my perspective and all of these things. And while sometimes that is true, in like the therapy counseling world, that's kind of how it's built. That client is my client and their world as they see it is the truth in session, right? So maybe some of that is true. And that's usually just people who are unwilling to do the work, who aren't ready to confront themselves, who might even be incapable of addressing their wounds, and who are more comfortable because they are safer if they keep you back here with them. It is an incredibly challenging thing to grow parallel with people. And while sometimes we tend to say that we grew apart as if it's like a fork in the road and we each took a different direction, sometimes it's that one of us stayed still while the other one progressed forward. It could still be linear. It doesn't mean apart in the sense of like left and right and like opposite directions. It is sometimes that the distance between us is the fact that you want to stay, I want to evolve, and you will naturally get left behind. And that's usually the discomfort. That's usually the rub that comes from doing this type of work. There will be uncomfortable parts of this, and there will be times that you feel lonely, and that's part of the process. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you are alone. It just means that the group around you, your people, sometimes don't stay your people because they were your people when you were that version of you and not the current version that you are now. And my world has severely minimized since I've been doing this work, and for the better, if I'm being completely transparent. I miss many people. I grieve those friendships. I grieve
the experiences. And at the end of the day, I choose this version of me. This version of me is the best wife, mother, person, friend, family member that I have been to date by far. And if other people aren't going to encourage me to do the same, hold a mirror to me and help me see the blind spots that, one, I kind of want to not see, right? Like, it's not super fun sometimes doing this, but I need them to be the one to say that. I need them to be the one to lovingly, gently call me on my shit. And when we are doing the work, we crave that for ourselves, and we can't help but start seeing the cracks in everybody else. And it doesn't mean that we are better than anyone. It just means that we are more ready. I do not have endurance to run for shit. People who can run further than I can, which is probably to the end of the block, right? Anyone who can do that doesn't mean that they are better than me. It just means that they have trained harder than me in this area. And the personal development world is no different. You are going to have to recognize over time that you either actively choose this future version of you and this future life that you are looking to navigate, to live within, to thrive within, or you stay back there, except now you have the knowledge of what you're giving up. Now you actively see and you actively choose to stay where you are, and that's okay. That's completely okay, as long as it's okay with you. So we'll oftentimes hear, you've changed. Yeah, that's the fucking point. I didn't go to therapy, go to coaching, go to anger management to stay the same. Weren't you the one advocating for me to go get help, for me to do the work? This is what the work looks like. Not just in a way that you're comfortable with, not just in a way that maybe you expected it to look like, or maybe I did too, because neither one of us had any fucking clue what this would look like. It's instead that our bodies age. Why should our soul not? I know how hard it can be to watch the people around you change in ways that you don't understand. What I encourage you to do is to attempt to understand. You don't have to agree with it in order to understand it. You don't have to agree with it in order to accept that it's true, in order to accept that this is real for them. And in the reverse of that, you do not have to be accepted by the people around you if they are refusing to. And I know that it's more complicated than that. Of course, I get it. And these are kind of just these radical truths that we just have to be willing to accept. And how to navigate family dynamics without the guilt of that. You will feel guilty. The idea that I will navigate this without guilt is a lie. It's a gaslight. It is impractical expectations. And when you start to feel at all guilty, you are going to feel like absolute shit about it because you weren't expecting it, because it's quote unquote not supposed to be this way. You will feel guilty. Feel it. And do it anyway if this is what your soul needs. Feel guilty and decide whether you choose to let that impact you. You get to choose. It's more so the ideology that, like, I shouldn't feel that way. You set boundaries for yourself and with them, and you navigate it from there. And the hardest part of setting boundaries is not saying the words or finding the words for them or having that super fucking uncomfortable conversation where your voice shakes and you just want to hide away in a hole. It's dealing with the discomfort that they will have with you. It's allowing them to sit in their discomfort while you do what you genuinely find to be best for you. And the next episode is going to be about boundaries and like what that looks like. And so stay tuned for that one. And in the meantime, this is just where we're at. It's going to be really hard for friends and family to see a different version of you than you conditioned them to expect of you. You don't get to change and then be mad that they haven't caught up yet. If you expect them to radically accept you, you are going to have to radically accept that they don't yet. if you want them to lean in with curiosity about the changes that you've made and this version of yourself that you're becoming, you have to be willing to be curious about what their experience is of this new version of you and bridge the gap. I'm not saying that like the work that we do is outgrowing and you leave them behind, like literally. What I mean is that we find ways to either connect or there's distance between us. I will always advocate to do whatever you can to maintain closeness, if that's important to you, in ways that preserve you and don't encourage you to go back there, right? Like if I'm cutting carbs, I'm not going to go work at Pizza Hut, you know? And so if you're putting yourself in environments that are too challenging for you to do the work within, and you genuinely, wholeheartedly, viscerally believe that this work is what you need to do, then you remove yourself from that environment and you communicate with the people around you about what it is that you're needing. And if they are refusing to change the scene with you, then that is their choice too. You aren't leaving them behind. They are voluntarily sitting the fuck down and planting their ass in the pavement. And at that point, there's really not much you can do. All right, so that was the quick and dirty version of your family is going to hate your growth. There's a lot more nuance to that, but that's the, you know, the TLDR of it. Remember, this is your empowerment one shift at a time. Stay steady, and I will see you next time.